and more. Hope to see you there.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from...
The next chapter in one of Canada's longest sports rivalries will be written on Saturday, September 13th. The Queens Gaels travel to Toronto to reconnect with their old four foes. It's a clash 5 decades in the making, as the last Varsity Blues victory came on October 12, 1975. Can Queens continue their golden rule over the Varsity Blues, or will Toronto shock the world once more with another stunning underdog victory? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 3:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show, ahead of the scheduled 4 p.m. kickoff.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Humble Works, created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for 3 great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. This CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston. Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Sound Tech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and sound check basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
That's right. Here we are. Good morning. It's CFRC. What do I got? Why do I hear two things? I hear two things. I hear two things.
Yeah.
Do you hear two things?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be that kind of a morning. There we go. I hear one thing. This is confirmation that we're live from Carruthers Hall. It's the Indie Wake Up Call CFRC. We have a guest this morning, Millie.
Hello.
Millie, you want to hang out on the Indie Wake Up Call. I'm always in here in September, like, come and see us, hang out. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a second year philosophy student here at Queen's University, and I really have a really big passion for music. I don't play any instruments, but I love, love, love music. And I walked by the radio station one day, and I said, well, what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm here.
So you heard the music outside, and you're mm-hmm. like, this is the place.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, what kind of music? You love music, too.
I love, and I know so many people say, oh, I listen to anything, but I really do listen to anything. But at the moment, I'm really loving ambient music. I started listening to Aphex Twin with my dad over the summer, and now I listen to a lot of George Daniel, and he owns his own record label called DH2, and I listen to a lot of their independent artists.
Are those good noises to have while you're studying for philosophy?
Yes.
Yeah. 100%. That sounds like it's helpful. All right, good. And I was warning you. I'm like, okay, this is your first time, like, on the air, live, the whole thing, right? Oh, mm-hmm. I love this.
Yeah.
Erin's here with this too.
Hello!
And I warned everyone. I'm like, this could be a sloppy show, because I was at the Rogers Stadium last night. That one. I was there last night, or this morning, really. Like, it was this morning, kind of, And all good. Like, talk to me at 2 p.m., but all good. We have three student bands coming in. I'm so pumped for this. We've got Last Call, Naked by Nine, and LHRK. They're coming in. They're playing the Mansion. Millie, you're going to go.
Yep, I'm going with some of my friends.
Do some of your friends know some of the band members? Like, what's the...
They do not.
I saw
your text that they were playing at the Mansion, and I looked up the bands, and I said, this looks amazing.
So fun. It's going to be great. This is not the only live show we're going to talk about this weekend. There's a lot going on. We had Revzet in last week because they're playing with Mountainhead tomorrow night. So we kind of covered that one. So go see that as well. But there's lots going on this weekend. So very excited about that. And yeah, so it was Hozier I went to see last night. And Gigi Perez was there. And I can't remember the name of the first guy. I'll figure it out. No, it was Amble. It was Amble, another Irish fellow. And it was a lovely night. And I had very low expectations about that stadium. Like, I had so many people warning me about it, because it is a bit of a trek to get in there. But I think even Torontonians know that now. So there was order. and like, people kind of knew, like, no, go to the water station over there and so on. And it was a lovely night. And yeah, Hozier, like, he's a professional now. But he said it was the largest crowd he has ever played for that bought a ticket specifically for him. So I think he felt a little bit happy about that. Anyway, speaking of live music, as we were earlier as well locally, is we've got a big show coming up Saturday night as well. So you can still do both, because this one's very early. Starts at 6:00. It's free. It's on Princess Street right after the promenade, the giant sale on Saturday. There's already like 10,000 people downtown for that. But at 6:00, just lower Princess Street. They've never done this before. They're going to shut it down. Stage. And we got Cassidor, who just released their new EP yesterday. Kira, who's a friend of the show. She's been on twice this year. And then we got Lucas as well. Lucas Oka's going to be there. And then everybody can go to the Mansion. But I thought I'd get us started nice and gentle with Kira. We're going to play some of her. And following up with some brand new Cassidor off their new EP. So yeah, let's get things started.
Thank you.
two, three, four.
I forgive you for leaving.
Okay, so Millie, are you a Tame Impala fan? You're like, oh, I didn't know Tame Impala had a new song.
I am, yes. One of my best friends here at Queens is a massive Tame Impala fan.
So. I'm a massive Tame Impala fan, and I'm just worried about Kevin's mental health with that song. How much of it is, like, you know, introspective, and hey, you're a philosophy student, you can really dig into some of these songs. But like, I'm a little worried about Kevin, want to check in on him, but I love Tame Impala and I'm here for it every time. So yeah, I just want to say that's who that was. A new track's called Loser. Before that, we had Talk from Cassador, Soma from Cassador, new music from their brand new EP that came out yesterday. It was Cassador Day yesterday. And they are playing a free show on Princess Street Saturday. It all kicks off at 6 p.m. I know there was no Frosch concert kits, but maybe come down, hey, behave, but come, it's all early, it's all fine, and have the best of times this weekend. There's so many great live shows. Looks like it's decent weather. We'll track the weather maybe eventually at some point in the show. We should maybe do that anyway. Looks like we got some bands in here, and we're gonna get you all set up for what you need to do at the mansion, when you need to get there, who's going to be there, and all of that stuff. Here's someone, like, yes, I'm slightly obsessed, and that's fine. He killed it at the MTV Video Awards just by how he looked and his swagger and the whole thing, and he won Best Alternative Artist. I don't know how I feel about that, but anyway, his name is Somber, and I love that record, and I stand by it. Anyway, we'll play heavier stuff later, I swear to God, but we're going to play some off I Barely Know Her, Back Friends. Do you like this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You're so sweet. Like, you might not like it, but you can nod and tell me that you do. It's totally fine. But yeah, like,
12
this,
to 12.
This is my 12 to 12 for sure. Like, yeah. That's like song of the summer. No, but you know what I mean. Like, it was really good. Anyway, going back to Friends, and stick around if you want to find out about what you need to do on Saturday night at the mansion. All right. All right. Here we go.
Cause the feeling makes me weak.
Okay, Cindy, wake up call. I'm right, right? That's a pretty great song. Back to Friends, Somber. Yeah, whatever. We're live here at Carruthers Hall, and we've got our... I basically sent a message on Instagram to all three bands that are playing The Mansion. Did you see that original message? They're all nodding. It's radio, and I'm asking them to nod. It's not cool. And I was like, you guys all want to come in together, or do you want to come in as separate bands? And you all said, like, no, we want to come in separately. So this morning, I want everyone to introduce themselves, because it's morning time, and we all got to wake up. But our first band, Last Call, we haven't seen you guys since March. That was your first show, right?
First show was end of March last year.
This year. And I think we had you in like just before you were playing it. Or how do we find you? Or was it after? Refresh my terrible memory this morning.
A day or two before. It was our first show. It was Naked by Nine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, I told you I was going to make mistakes because of the Hozier thing last night. Oh, my God, you guys. You're so sweet. Get the whole thing there. Naked by Nine. Well, okay, here's something about Naked by Nine. I Googled you guys. Don't Google Naked by Nine. I got a warning.
I don't know who that guy is, but he's not us.
I didn't even see a guy. My own computer was like, are you sure you want to Google that? Anyway, I did find you guys. Thank you so much for correcting me this morning. It's that kind of morning. Can we talk about the name for a second?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Help us.
First of all, it just kind of sounds cool.
Yes, it does.
It kind of rolls off the tongue well. And kind of like... We would mess around and we thought like it would be a cool thing to put on a shirt and also we can make it up and make it sound super metaphorical and fancy, like, oh, when it's 9 o'clock, like, we're naked in a metaphorical sense, because we're up on stage and we're just letting it all out.
I mean, things go down at the mansion, so just saying, like, be careful what you write down on t-shirts and so on, right? September's such a good time for shows. Like, you guys haven't experienced this energy, but you feel it, right? Like, you already feel it coming into the show. What do you anticipate is going to be different about this? I mean, the March shows are great, too. Like, everyone's kind of, you know, pent up and so on. But what do you anticipate for this September show coming up? Like, this Saturday, like, what are we feeling?
Everyone's excited to be back in town, I think. And everyone's excited to get to know who's playing for the year, because we'll play definitely a lot more shows throughout the school year. And I think people are looking to, you know, figure out who to watch.
Well, that tells me something, too, because you guys, like I asked, like, we're talking about fifth year here for most of you, yeah? So you've been around for that whole genesis of the Kings of Queens, the Carnelians, the Girl Dads, all of that. What did you get from all of those experiences? Because it was sort of like the post-COVID time we had, where all these bands emerged and people were going to the shows and wanting to fill up these spaces. What did you get from those early years of seeing this happen and saying, like, I want to get up there, too?
Yeah, I mean, going from first year was COVID and there was nothing. So it's kind of boring. I didn't even like, I always wanted to form a band here, but there was nothing we could do. And then second year, I remember seeing the Kings of Queens posters around campus. I was like, okay, pretty sick name. They're putting a lot of effort in. It looks cool. The first time I saw them was their Illpalooza show. And that was like, that was kind of my moment when I'm like, this, we need to do this now because we have
loved
like
that
two
night.
Or 3 years left of
it
school.
Was so good.
So start at the very start of third year, Brendan and I started jamming, and it was with Ryan and Cohen, who are like the new members this year, but they were like the founding members back in third year, and we never played a show together. But that was around the time of Carnelian. We'd see their shows. We saw their first show. They're some of our good buddies, and they killed it. And that was like more fuel to the fire for us. Like, we really wanted to get in there.
Hi, Ryan and Cohen, new members of band.
Hello.
But original members of band.
Yes.
Yes? What does that all mean? Does it mean you went away on exchange or something? What is that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Me and Cohen spent the past year shipped up to Calgary, and we were working there. So we unfortunately could not practice with the band, but... That's when the band actually started playing shows and stuff, and now we're back, and we're like, hell yeah, okay, we're playing Saturday, so
laid out on a platter for you. That's so good. What are we feeling with music right now? What are you guys up to? Like, we talked about recording or producing or coming up with your own music, and it sounds like we might have some new songs to hear on Saturday night.
Yes, we're playing three originals. One of them we've played before a couple times, but two of them we've never played, so we're really excited about that. We've been writing... for a long time, like secretly, and now that the full band's together, we're piecing things together really nicely. Like, for example, Cohen, he's our bassist now. He is like the best person to work with when writing a song. It's like whenever something feels off and we just can't really describe it, I'm like, I don't know, the ending just feels too loud for too long. I'll say something stupid like that. And he's like, okay, what if we go halftime on the drums? And I'm like, oh my God, like that's perfect. So it's great to write with this gang. And now that Ryan's back, he is like the craziest guitar shredder I've ever seen. So it's like jamming with him is the best. And then of course we have the gang from last semester as well. Everyone's amazing. Like I'm super excited to see what we do.
So what have you learned about performing? Because these are a lot of your people, right? Like, and the mansion's pretty close up. Like really close up. What have you learned about that? Or what do you want from this? I guess like because you have wants and needs as well from your crowd.
Yeah, for sure.
What does that look like?
For sure. It was crazy how much more comfortable I felt from the first show to the second show. Because the first show we played, I hadn't performed anything like that in years at all in front of people. And then the second show, it was just, it felt like way more of a routine. And so I'm really looking forward to just, you know, improving that comfortability and to be going up there and just having fun and not be so worried about, you know, things that are going to go wrong.
See, thank you for saying something like that because of my earlier misstep. So I love that. What are some, so over the summer though, like you guys weren't together, but were you communicating about maybe new ideas or direction? I mean, you can do that when you're far away. I mean, it's so much better when you're together and you're actually just jamming together. But how was that communication over the summer? And did you make some, obviously, we've got some old new lineup members back, but anything else that you wanted to just reset a little bit?
Yeah, this summer we actually played a show for a Buck and Doe party for one of my best friend's weddings, his sister's wedding. So it was like probably 75 people in the crowd. It was in a barn on a farm. It was really cool.
A barn burner? A barn burner.
It was really fun.
Amazing.
Jess was away in France, but I got my older brother to fill in on bass. We were just a four-piece for it, and we played some originals for the first time that we'd like to get out eventually. But aside from that, we'd get on calls pretty often, like at least once every 3 weeks or so. Like we took a little break at the start of the summer. But yeah, we started planning ahead, and we booked this show in June.
Okay.
So to make sure no one else gets this, because it's a kind of a prime time
back-to-school
date.
It is. I think everyone's really jazzed for this. So what were some of the bangers that the wedding crowd liked? Because you got all the generations, and it gets boozy sometimes. Like
We played Tennessee Whiskey, which we haven't played a lot of country, so that was fun. And Before He Cheats, which was really fun.
You were there!
Hard rock version, tune it down a couple steps because I can't sing like that. But yeah, it was really fun, and everyone's just having a lot of fun. It's a wedding party. Everyone's drunk. it was amazing.
That's good. That's good. And tell me a little bit about like the other bands on campus that you've really enjoyed watching. Cause like we know new ones are about to come up, but you guys, I feel like you're some of our fresh ones that we're really excited to see what you're going to come up with next. Who else are you looking at right now that you're in? We'll get to the other bands you're playing with, but yeah, like just give me the campus idea of where you think things are with the band, the music.
I mean, aside from the bands we're playing with, cause obviously we love them. We played a show with LHRK before. That was our first show.
Yeah.
So looking forward to jamming with them again. Very similar taste in music. But we'd love to play with the Clay Pigeons. Some of my friends are in that band.
When are they playing? When's their next show?
They played,
Before. Yeah, they did.
At the mansion. And that was great. And, we'd love to play a show with them sometime. We'll just have to see like when we can work that out.
Yeah, practice time and whatnot and school and so on, right?
Yeah, like it's been a grind to get ready for this show because we knew the set list in advance. We all learned it separately, but we like to add our own little spins on, I don't know, the ending of a song or something, or how we're going to harmonize
transitions. Yeah. And I found Kings of Queens, to go back to them, like they learned that pretty early on, like because of the performance side of things. It's one thing when you're practicing together and looking at each other, but to actually flow, I think those are important things. It's great that you guys are thinking about that because the crowd will eat it up. So good. So let's just go back to, and we're going to cover this a lot this morning because we have all three of you in. What time should people get there? What do we need to know about the night?
So doors are at 8. LHRK is going to start at 9 o'clock, so make sure you're not late for that because they're amazing. And should be about 45-50 minutes of a set, and then we have last call, and then it's us. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah, make sure you're there for like 8:45 at the latest, so you have time to grab a drink and enjoy the show.
I feel people will do that. Like, I feel like at these shows, we see that, right? Like, we've seen it whenever we have like the Ale Palooza or the Battles of the Bands. Like, people are, they'll show up. They will be there. It's a beautiful time. Guys, thanks so much for waking up and coming into the Indie Wake Up Call. Oh my God, Naked by Nine. So we need to know more about these new songs. We were saying off the air, like, yes, we're going to hear them live, but there's hopefully some production and some recording and learning. Lots of learning, right? My God, it's so, yeah, like, it's a lot. Have you actually tracked anything? Have you laid down any tracks?
I did a bit this summer.
Okay.
Like we said just before this started, I'm not very good at it. It's my first time trying it, and I didn't have a drummer with me to help with the drum programming. So I got some like bass tracks, just try to get everything in time so that if we do end up going to a studio, it'll be like, hey, here's what it's meant to sound like. Make it sound not bad. That's kind of like, that's what we're missing. Like, we got the songs down, the songs are done, but we need to get them presentable for someone who is better at producing than us.
I think that's the beginning. Those are the seeds. All right. Stick with us. Come back and see us later in the semester. And we just want to know how this all progresses for you guys. It's so exciting to have you here.
Yeah. We'd love to hop on for a live session sometime this semester as well. Yeah.
Noted. Absolutely. Okay. So I asked you a song you'd like to hear. Here's a band we've heard of. As I told you, I was at Rogers Stadium last night. So I had a lot of Oasis people that went to see Oasis saying, like, it takes 90 minutes to get out of there. Be careful. And I managed to get out, whatever. And that's why I'm a little punchy this morning. But you mentioned you'd like to hear some Champagne Supernova. Did anyone get to see Oasis this summer?
I did not. I was busy and it was unfortunate.
None of us. But none of us got there. I don't know.
Yeah,
I know a few people. But what is it about this song? What do you like about this song?
It's really, really good. it just hits right. Oasis just has like a certain vibe, and we're playing some Oasis this weekend. So hopefully we can do it justice.
I hope so too. This has been a fun morning so far. So I'm just really great you've been playing along. And yeah, everyone, get your tickets. So you get them in advance, or you get them at the door. I didn't quite hear.
Oh yeah,
we need to know that.
Get them in advance on Bounce. The link's on our Instagram bio. We post to remind you guys your tickets now,
because we'll share that.
Our first show, they sold out online. So you can get them at the door, but might be limited supply. So if you're coming for the door, make sure you get there early.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We got the Oasis all set up. And stay in touch. Naked by Nine, a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Oh, geez. There we go. See? There. That's what we need to hear this morning. The waves first. There they come.
Gentlemen, he's the type to break you in.